Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. I'm your host, Karen Marie Campbell of The Spirit Within You, located in Las Vegas, Nevada at 4343 North Rancho Drive, southwest corner of Craig and Rancho, behind the Arco gas station, upstairs to the Puppy Boutique. So today, I am joined, as always, by Lady Aset, who is an archpriestess of the Egyptian Mystery School, a Rosicrucian, Doctor of Divinity, and I'm your host, Karen Marie Campbell. I'm a transformational coach, a licensed practitioner for religious science, as well as just a being of light like Lady Aset, supporting all of you in your awakening process. We're also located on the World Wide Web at www.thespiritwithinyou, and that's you, as in universe.com. Our phone number is 702-658-2257. We welcome you to call in, ask your questions, and let us know how we can support you. So, Lady Aset, how are you? Welcome back. You've been away for a long time.
I know. I missed this. And I missed our listening audience.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, in case you don't know what you're listening to, this is a weekly show that Lady Aset and I put together for the Spirit Within You customers. And what we do is we find out what people are inquiring about and wanting to know. And so we decide to create a show around that. And so the show would have a series each week within that series. So this show you're listening to is titled Magical Herbs Series, Intro to Magical Herbs. So today's show for the next half an hour is just about magical herbs and introduction. If you like to, you are welcome to listen to the other series about how to purchase your herbs, how to work with them, how to take care of them, and some resources on where to purchase them. We also have herbs on our website that you could purchase. So if you want any more guidance regarding magical herbs, I welcome you to make an appointment with Lady Aset at The Spirit Within You, and she can support you with that. So without any further ado, Lady Aset.
Yes.
It's on you.
Okay. Well, hello to everyone all over the world. As Karen said, we were off the air for a while because a lot of things have changed and everything was for good. So, but let's get started right away on our herbs because I know nobody wants to hear talk. They want to get to the... Okay, now it's called plant and herb magic. Okay, plant magic is an age-old tradition dating back to the ancient Egyptian times. Plant magic has been used for many purposes such as healing, self-empowerment, love spells, protection, and much more. Each plant has its own magical properties and strengths and can be used to add power to any kind of spell. Plant magic will have the desired result regardless of the strength of the caster due to the fact that the plants themselves have high levels of magical properties contained within them. With its multiple speed and effectiveness of the power of the plant magic is one of the most popular arts used today. Witches are not the only ones who have been using herbs and plants for healing. Nowadays, it's a common practice in most alternative medicine to use a variety of herbs and plants for healing. Most dietary products or health food supplements used today are based around certain plants and herbs. Eucalyptus, for one, is good for your sore throat. Coffee beans for a headache.
So, Lady Estelle, I just want to interject. The purpose of this show is for educational purposes only. So if you're having any challenges with your body tempo, I would offer to you to please consult with your physician or your licensed practitioner of whatever choice you want, but they should be licensed and you should do your due diligence to see where they got their certifications for or their license and what are their patients or clients saying about them so that you're going into a space that is empowering to your awakening process. So with that, Lady Asset, I just wanted to interject that.
Good, I'm glad you said that. And a simple method to enhance any spell is to sprinkle specific herbs into the flame of a candle. During your ritual, this will add extra power to your spells. Other magic that can be done with herbs is leave small amounts of herbs around your home. This can
so, Lady,
yes.
Before we go further, one of the things you taught me is that when we're going to do any kind of magic, that one should be very centered into what it is, their intention, with a clear, clean heart.
Right, and they got to ask for guidance.
Correct. So one should, before that you do any sort of magic,
yes.
You should do an invocation.
Exactly.
So, again, if you wanted to have an explanation, an in-depth understanding, I welcome you to call 702-658-2257 and make an appointment with Lady Asset. We caution you, like anything else, magic is very in the same alignment as nature. And you must respect it, and you come with it with a clean heart, with a clean consciousness and intention, and to none do harm.
Right. No, that's I wouldn't be teaching if I thought someone was going to do harm. And anyway, I don't teach, you know, ceremonial magic or anything like that unless you've been trained in something.
Yeah, because a lot of times we have people who, well, because I've witnessed and I'll ask you a question about making a love potion, and you always say absolutely not because that is challenging someone's free will.
Right.
So don't come to us and ask us about love potions because we're not going to give you any. No. So enough with me. Go ahead, Lady.
And as I said, put herbs around your home, and this can remove negative energies. It can offer you protection, can bring happiness, promote good health, and bring a peaceful energy within. Once a common practice was to carry a charm bag with an a variety of herbs to bring about many things, such as protection or to attract love. It is an old lore that the best time to perform plant magic or collect herbs is at night, especially under the full moon. It is said that plants and herbs are at their most powerful at these times. Over the years, the witches began to use codes in their workings. Hence, now you hear of Eye of Newt and Tongue of Dog, which are codes for very simple and attainable flowers and plants. The witches would have a great old laugh about the unsuspecting fool who stumped upon their recipes and went on searching for the ingredients, battling for a lion's heart, a bull's horn, a mother's milk, and an Englishman's foot. The most famous reference of using plants and codes is in William Shakespeare, you know, his play Macbeth. And here's what the witches have said. Fillet of fenny snake in the cauldron boil and bake. Eye of newt and toe of frog. Wool of bat and toe of, and, excuse me, tongue of dog. Adler's fork and blind woman worm's sit sting. I don't know what's with me today. Lizard's leg and howler's wing. For a charm of powerful trouble, like a hell broth boil and bubble. Though he is not talking about animals, he's referring to simple plant and herbs. Okay, now what you have to know before you get into the herbs, okay, is there are herbs that you should not be using, okay, because there's a lot of herbs that are toxic out there. Okay, and if you're pregnant, attempting to become pregnant, or if you're nursing, you'll need to exercise extra caution when you're working with your herbs. Many can cause a miscarriage if ingested before taking any herbs internally, or for that matter, handling them at all. Be sure to check with your healthcare professional to make sure they're safe. Okay? Now, these are the toxic herbs, and a lot of people aren't going to, they're going to be surprised when they hear the short list. Angelica, that can cause contractions. Basil can induce menstruation. Black cohosh can cause a miscarriage. Catnip can cause contractions and also constipation. Comfrey can cause liver damage in both the mother and the fetus. Feverfew can bring on menstruation, may also cause birth defects. Golden seal can induce miscarriage. Mistletoe, no matter who's worked with mistletoe, there's no way you should take it ingested because it can induce miscarriages, and mistletoe is a poisonous herb. Mugwort can stimulate menstruation, may also cause birth defects. Pennyroyal is a very toxic herb, so be careful when you're working with that. It can stimulate uterine contractions. Rosemary can cause contractions, and so does yarrow. You got to be careful of what you're working with. If you don't do your research, it could harm you. Okay? Mistletoe berries can cause drooling, vomiting, diarrhea, abdominal pain in both cats and dogs. Excessive amounts ingested could lead to death. So please, please, before you work with your herbs, check the toxicity and the poisonous herbs before you begin with anything. The next thing is what you want is a few basic herbs to carry on hand. Okay? Now, always remember, if you can't get to an herbal store or if you can't get it offline, okay, become the supermarket witch. They have herbal sections there, spices. They have oregano in jars. They have everything. Use what you got on hand, okay?
Supermarket witch. Well,
yeah, that's what I've become. I'm supermarket witch.
I love it.
And you could buy all your herbs and spices there. And it'll do the same job as if you would go out in the backyard and pick them.
Now, is that because of your intention?
That's the most important, is your desire and your intention. Okay? Herbs, they all have their own magical powers. You're going to have to invite them to work with your magical power that's what's inside of you, okay?
You know what I recently discovered in reading one of the books that you suggested? I won't mention the book because it's too advanced.
Mm-hmm.
But in this book, it speaks about the soul of a plant and how an alchemist, a true alchemist, understanding the soul of the plant would allow that relationship between his or herself and a plant to abstract the essence to be able to create and manifest amazing things with it.
That's
but again,
true.
I'm not going to mention the book because it's too advanced, and right now we just want to have a conversation.
Yeah, and when you masquerade any herbs, okay, that's in the lines of making your own herbal oils. You're also pulling in what's called the plant divas, okay? Every plant has a diva.
So you mean a diva is not like Beyonce?
Oh, my goodness. Give me a break.
I love asking that question.
You are.
Because you get so annoyed. That is not a diva. Tell me what the word diva actually means.
Okay, I'm so sick and tired of hearing, oh, she's a diva, she's that. Okay, the actual diva, real divas are beings of light. Actresses, okay, although they may be beautiful, but they're not divas, okay? And one day we'll do a whole show on divas and how to connect with them and everything.
But I'm sure,
from
an occult purpose, that the diva was associated with them for a reason. But that's another show.
That's another show. Now, I want you to get a pencil and paper, and you're going to write down, these are your basic herbs you're going to start with. You're going to start with sage. Okay, now everybody knows what sage is, okay? It's good for smudging and clearing spaces, okay? The American native shamans, the Eastern European witches, it is the most basic herb in our magical cupboard. So make sure you always got sage on your house or in your cupboard. Rosemary, okay, this is another herb noted for its cleansing properties, but I never think of cleansing the same way as sage. I think of it more as a colic woman in a handmade woolen shawl scrubbing away whatever is put before her. The aroma of rosemary makes me think of pine trees.
Yeah, it does.
And I would never use it for its mundane use of flavoring certain meats. The next one would be lavender. Everybody knows lavender. Everybody wants lavender. Okay, this is a pile of lavender growing, okay, which would put out a beautiful fragrance. Remember the voice of Aunt Franny in the movie Practical Magic? Okay, grow lavender in your garden for luck. And I do, but I also use it in oils made to enhance psychic awareness, love sachets, dream pillows, and so forth. Angelica root. It's a fire plant, okay? It's masculine, and it's used for protection and exorcism. Basil, okay, is also a masculine herb. And when I say masculine, I'm talking about the energy of the male that it carries within itself. Bay leaves, using potions for visions, clairvoyance, and wisdom. Blessed thistle. It's also a masculine herb that's good for purification, hex breaking, protection from evil, removes unwanted influences. Burdock, okay, it's a feminine energy. Used in protection, incense, and for healing, especially the feet. Carry as a protection sachet or burn for purification of a room. Blackberry leaf, it's also feminine. It's a powerful herb of protection and used in invocations to the goddess Bridget, who presides over healing, poetry, sacred wells, and smithcraft. Chocolate, Okay, Linda, I'm sure you're not, you said, what does chocolate got to do with it? I love chocolate. I put chocolate in everything, even my work. Chocolate is also feminine. And the Aztecs, food of the gods, okay, this is what the Aztecs believed. It was the food of their gods. It's an aphrodisiac, a mild euphoric, and helps to heal depression. It is extremely effective in love potions and spells. Camellia is another feminine herb, and it brings riches and luxury, expresses gratitude, place fresh blossoms in water on your altar during a ritual to attract money and prosperity. Okay, how about catnip? All right, catnip I used to give to my cats because sometimes it used to get crazy. It's also feminine. It's called animal magic and healing pets. Increases psychic bond with your animals. Used as a tea for happiness and relaxation. Can also be used during meditation. Increases psychic abilities and useful in love magic. Try burning dry leaves for your love wishes. Cayenne pepper is another one you should have on hand. And it's used in hexes or to break a hex. Cedar, healing, purification, money, protection, love. Cedar smoke is purifying and can cure nightmares. So keep your basic ones there.
So this list is actually very long, and
yeah.
This is shortening it for the purpose of a 30-minute show so we can go into the history of some of these herbs. Mm-hmm. We do, for those of you who are listening, if you go to www.thespiritwithinyou.com, you as in universe, you go to our contact us, there you can email a request to get a list of these herbs, and we will send it to you for free, and we are going to continue now.
Okay. I'm only going to do two of them because I know we're running out of time. Okay, Angelica. Okay, unlike many of the other herbs that we discussed, okay, there has never been another name for Angelica. History has paired the herb with a legend of an angel appearing to a monk in a dream and revealing to him that a plant would cure the plague. The herb has forevermore been called Angelica. Lavender. The lavender shrub is named from a Latin to wash because the ancient Romans and the Cathars used lavender in their bathwater as a perfume and as well as a therapeutic properties. Peppermint, okay. The oil of peppermint contains menthol, which is an antiseptic. Chewing a few peppermint leaves is thought to relieve a toothache, indigestion, cold, and flu sufferers can find some relief by drinking peppermint tea. Rosemary has quite an interesting and varied history, from fairies and witches to weddings and burials. This herb seems to be truly a story full of legend and perhaps even a bit of fancy. Many of the historical references and legends surrounding rosemary have grown vague with time, and the folklore of the origins of Hungary water was at its own legend. We have time to do one more, Karen?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, very good. Thank you, Karen. Now, the early use of rosemary was quite an interesting, varied history, okay? Actually, in Sicily, till today in Sicily, rosemary is very popular. They not only use it in sfega, which is, sfega means the Italian witches, okay, they use it for flavoring too, okay? So you can use a lot of these herbs in flavoring, but like I said, please, 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 please get your knowledge and your wisdom and make sure you research the toxic and poisonous herbs. I really, really require that. Okay. One more,
at this point, we have a lot of books on herbs on our website.
So go on the website, and she's got beautiful books on that website.
One of them that we have as a resource that the spirit within you is an Encyclopedia of Herbs by Scott Cunningham.
Yes.
So we have that on our website, and as I go through that book, it's a really great resource if you're just learning.
Right.
And I would offer that you go on our website and purchase that book, The Encyclopedia of Herbs by Scott Cunningham.
That's right.
And we have a lot of his other books. But for the purpose of this show, I would highly recommend that. So you would go to www.thespiritwithinyou.com, you as in universe. You will see Metaphysical Boutique. And you just go on there, click that on, go to books. It'll drop down and it'll have several sections for books, and so you can click on the one pertaining to herbs, and all the herb books will come up. But for the purpose of this show, we're recommending that.
Yeah, no, he was very good. His grandmother taught him everything he knows, And she also trained him in herbology. And he had a beautiful garden, a large garden of every herb you could think of, because he loved his herbs. He loved his herbs. And, you know, when somebody is dedicated as that, you don't mind working with them. You don't mind being with them because they're sincere.
Right.
You know? And like Karen says, purchase the book. That's a very good book to start off with. He tells you everything you need to know about the herbs, what the herbs are used for in healing and in magic. And magic, I mean by M-A-G-I-C-K. That's differential from the word magic, which is stage magic. Okay, the magic we talk about is M-A-C-G-I-C-K. That's our magic. So, but I know I'm repeating myself, but please do your research. You could use poisonous and plants in your works, but never, never, never put it on the skin and never, never, never ingest it.
So Lydia said, you have a lot of classes coming up at the Spirit Within You. Every Saturday you have a class. And again, we invite all of you to go onto the Spirit Within You website, www.thespiritwithinyou.com, you as a universe, and opt in for our emails, because that's the only way you're going to be able to keep track of us. Versus trying to go, we're all over social media, but I like easy. I like plain and simple. So I like to know that I'm getting an email that gives me information. And we do a pretty good job not only letting you know what we're doing at the Spirit Within You, but we do our best to educate you with anything that may serve its purpose of bringing into a new awareness for you as you awaken into the divine essence of who you are. You are, in fact, pure light. That's all you are. You were never born. You can never die. But every day, to stand in your truth requires some sort of spiritual practice to keep you grounded and centered into who you are. And that's the purpose of why I open the spirit within you, to support people in what they assume is the darkest night of the soul. And you all have been there. You may have called it something else, but you all have been there. And it's my hope, with deep gratitude, that we can support you on that journey. We can't take it for you, but we would love to just see you in your light with an understanding of who you are. Because that's true freedom.
So be it.
So mote it be.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, Lady Ascent and I are going to say adieu. And remember, next week we have another show on the herbs. So we invite you to listen, because this is a four-week series every Thursday at 11 o'clock. And we are located here in Las Vegas. So thank you. Peace and blessings.
Don't mode it be.